As most children learn, there's an art to getting what you want from a parent. And most kids should get honorary degrees in psychology for how skilled they become at doing it. Our children sure did. One approach from the playbook of the Three Little Hutch Crafts could be called the United Front Maneuver. One time they pulled out this tactic was when they wanted to get pizza for dinner or go to a certain clown's hamburger joint. Yeah. Well, often our oldest would first dispatch the youngest to approach me with a dining proposal. You know, always use the youngest as a sacrificial lamb. Right. Well, if that didn't work, send in number two child. If two out of three couldn't turn my heart to their cause, then the oldest would join in. And I have to confess, there were some times when I was able to say no to one of my children, or even two, but something happened in my heart when they all came together. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the way to your father's heart. Apparently something happens in your heavenly father's heart when his children come to him together. Jesus talked about that in our word for today from the word of God in Matthew 18, verses 19 and 20. He said, if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three come together in my name, there am I with them. Now notice, Jesus is stressing the power of his children coming to him in agreement, asking him for something in faith. Now, I don't know what's different between me talking to God about something alone and me talking to him with some other believers. I only know that Jesus told us that something special happens in heaven when God the Father hears from his children together about some issue or some need. Some of those powerful prayer meetings in history were the ones that preceded the incredible day the church was born, the day of Pentecost. The Bible says they all joined together constantly in prayer. And look what happened. Seems that the Father responded big time. Well, could it be that one reason we're not seeing more powerful results from our prayers is how little we pray together? We pray by ourselves a lot. We promise people we'll pray for them a lot. But why is it we often feel so awkward about suggesting that we pray with a brother or with a sister? Why is it that doesn't even occur to us sometimes? I went into a local florist shop. The Christian lady who owns it didn't know me, but she sure remembered my wife. Why? Well, my wife had walked in there one of those frantic days when it was combat conditions in the florist shop. And during a brief lull, she asked if she could pray together with the workers there. They got together in a little huddle, and my wife fired off a brief prayer for God's peace and strength for those floral workers. Apparently, they've never forgotten it, because as the owner said, no one ever does that. You know what? That's got to change, especially when there's so much power when God's children get together to ask for something, when they pray in agreement. We're missing so much because we don't stop more often and pray together with a brother or sister. It's Satan who doesn't want us praying together. It's probably him trying to make it hard for us. With fellow believers where you are, at home, where you work, at church, on the phone, even in a chat room, let's go to our Father together for things only our Father can do. Because honestly, that's the way to your Father's heart.